Okay, we're in Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh Perek Tes. Now, before we start Halacha Hey, let's just do a small chazara. Not all the details, but let's just recall in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam was trying to figure out how it can calculate when the Tekufa is. And if you recall, the Tekufa refers to the starting point of either, let's say, one of the two equinoxes or one of the two solstices. And if you recall also, each one lasts for approximately 91 days and change. So the Rambam wanted to know, and this line over here, Im Timsa Leida Be'eza Yom Yimei Shavua U'Be'ezo Shah Tiet Kufa. If a person wanted to calculate the day of the week and the hour that will signify the beginning of the Tekufa, okay, which again will come out to, as we know, let's say, for example, September 21st. And then he explains in this halacha, on halacha dalad, from kach shanin gemurim, etc., how to calculate that. So in halacha hey, okay, the Rambam says, gives an example. He says, ketzat. So now he's going to plug in what we discuss in halacha dalad, in halacha hey, which we can get through pretty quickly, as an example of how to calculate the tekufa. So ketzat. Haresha ratzinu leida tekufas nisan. Let's say a person wanted to know when tekufas nisan began. Shal shnas shloshem v'teisha me'os v'rabaos alpayim liyitzira. That's basically year 4930, okay? It's probably not a coincidence that he chose that year. It's probably likely he was writing this during that year. But basically, 4,930 years after creation, that let's say you want to know the Tekufas Nisan of that year. Kishitashlich hakol shmonav esrim, shmonav esrim. Recall, remember, what do you call it? Use the number 28, right? After you divide it by 28, the amount of years, tishar shana achas, you'll have 1 year remaining. Then you're going to take 1 day and 6 hours, which is a leftover of the machzor, the tosav alav shlosha, and you're going to add 3 to that. And then what you'll figure out is the vernal equinox, Tekufas Nisan, comes out on Thursday night at 6 hours into the night, okay? Which basically is midnight. Now, what do you do after that for the future Tekufot? Ukushitosif alaya Sheva shows mechza. If you add 7.5 hours to that, tia tkufas tamuz b'shav mechza miyom chamishi. Then the tkufa of tamuz will come out to 1.5 hours after hanitz. Ukushitosif alea sheva shows mechza. And if you add another 7.5 hours to that, tia tkufas tishrei b'teisha shows miyom chamishi. Then you'll get to the tkufa of tishrei, which comes out to 9 hours on Thursday. And he adds 7.5 hours to that, then you'll get the Tekufa Teves will come out to 4.5 hours into Friday. And then add 7.5 hours to that, Tekufas Nisan Haba, B'tchilas Yom Shishi. You finally get to the following year, Tekufas Nisan, which will come out on the beginning of Friday. So if you just apply this method of calculation, a person can always work out when exactly the tekufas will take place. Okay. Now, if you didn't like that method, okay, for those who found that to be too complicated, the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, he actually has what he considers to be a simpler, easier way to calculate the same result. Now, he's going to acknowledge at the end that this is not as accurate as the method that he described in Halacha Dalet, but it's a little bit, in his mind, it's a little bit easier, okay? But as you'll see, I have another calculation on a doc I'll show you. It's not quite that much easier, but I'll show you what he means in a second. So he says, Halacha Vav, Im Tirsa Leida Bekama Yom B'Chodesh Sheh Tekufas Nisan Shoshana Zu. Now let's say you want to know the date of the month when Tekufas Nisan will come out on this year. Okay, so first you figure out which day of the week the equinox will fall on, and which day Rosh Chodesh Nisan will come out, and how many years have passed of this 19-year cycle. Okay, that's easy so far. Okay, now you're going to go ahead and take 11 days for each year, and you'll add onto that 7 days, okay? Now, where does he get these numbers from, okay, before we go on? I'll show you, because he doesn't have this in here, but you have to actually know this to know what the heck he's talking about. So if you look over here on the screen, you'll see that if you use 4930 as the year, okay, that comes out to 259 19-year cycles since the beginning of the creation. That gives you left over after every 19 years, one day and 495 chalakim left over. Take one hour and 495 chalakim left over and multiply by 259, which is the total number of 19-year cycles, which is the total leftover, and you get 15 days, 15 hours, and 335 chalakim. Now, subtract 8 days from that because the equinox was before the molad, and you get around 7 days. So that 7 days he's mentioning there, this is the calculation to get to that conclusion. So you have to go, again, using this year, this amount of 19-year cycles, and then taking the total of the 259 19-year cycles, the machzors, the actual amount of leftovers, which is 15 days, 15 hours, 3 days of klachim, subtract 8 days from that, and then you end up with approximately 7 days left over, and that's what the Rambam is referring to in the halacha. So we go back to the halacha. As you'll see, again, he says, B'tikach l'shana achadasar yom. Okay, now, by the way, the achadasar is the difference between the solar and the lunar year. B'tosav al-sikum al-yomim, shiva yomim v'zmanim elu. That 7 days it's referring to is what I just showed you on that document. The hashlecha kol shloshim shloshim, okay? V'anishra pachas b'shloshim taschil l'mnosom rosh chodesh nisan, okay? So divide the entire total amount by 30, and then whatever days that are left over, you start counting from rosh chodesh nisan. So now, im yagi el yom ha'tkufa mutaf, okay? If it comes out, if that calculation comes out in the day of the week of the tkufa, wonderful. Vim lav hosif yom o shnei yomim o shlosh yomim al minyan ad shi yagi el yom tkufa. This is the cheating part. If not, you can add like 1 or 2 or 3 days until you get to the actual day of tkufa. Vim tia shana muberes, and if it's, of course, a leap year, taska limnos the rosh chodesh adar sheni o liyom shagi yachashem osa yom in a chodesh shi tkufa. So you have to start counting from adar sheni. And then the day, when you start calculating it out, you calculate out using these calculations until you get to the day of the month, that'll be the tzkufa. Okay? So, Lach HaZayin, now what I just said, he's going to explain in this specific example. Harei shiratzinu leida bekama v'chodesh tiyat tzkufas nisan shoshnas shloshim v'teisha me'os. Okay, so again, going back to our year of 4930, we want to know when in the month the vernal equinox will come out. Shehishana chiyas numachzor reish samech. So that is the ninth year of the 260th machzor since the beginning of creation. Matsanu, remember, machzor being a 19-year cycle. Matsanu rosh chodesh nisan nikva ba b'chamishi tkufas nisan b'chamishi. It comes out that both rosh chodesh nisan will take place on Thursday and the tkufa will also begin on Thursday. Well, if isha haisa shana zu tashias l'machzor, and now since this is the ninth year of that 19-year cycle, you ashanam ha'gemura shmona. That means that there were 8 complete years, meaning shana pshutas to take into account. Kishatika, excuse me, sorry, 8 previous years already had taken place. Kishatika l'chol shana mehen achadash yom, and if I take 11 days added to each one of those years, you kol yomim shmona, shmona, shmona. I'll come out to 88 days. Tosef shiva, like we calculated before, add 7 to 88. Haria kol chamisha v'tishim, you get 95. Tashim akol shloshim shloshim nishar chamishim yamim. When I divide this number by 30, you end up being left with approximately 5 days. Now, kishatask limnos chamisha yamim rosh chodesh nisan, right? And when you add 5 days from rosh chodesh nisan, shahaya bechamishi, which came out on Thursday, yagia cheshvan yom sheni, that brings you to Monday. But we know, right? We know that the tkufa doesn't come out on Monday, rather on Thursday. Levikach, what do? Tosif yom achar yom. You add a couple days. This is the fudge factor. Until you get to the actual day of the tkufa. Nimseis tkufas nisan b'shanazu b'yom shmini b'chodesh nisan. Bam! It comes out that the tkufa nisan of that year will be on the 8th of nisan. Val derech hazos ta'aseh b'chol shana b'shana. And you could do this for every single year. So this is an application of, for those who agree with it, a simpler way of calculating out the day of the tkufas nisan, or any tkufa. Now the Rambam says, Allah chakas, Zesha mona shetosif yom achar yom, ashtigel yom tkufa. He recognizes that this is a bit of a cheat. He says, this idea of adding day after day until we get to the yom tkufa, lo'olom lo tiet sarach lahosif el yom echad o shnayim v'shlosha. You'll know that you're doing the calculation correctly if you only have to fudge 1, 2, or 3 days. He says, upela gadolhu. It's crazy that it'll ever happen. Shetiet sarach lahosif arba yomim. It'll never come out that you'll have to add 4 days. And if it comes out that you're using his simpler method, the result is a little bit more than, than this 3-day maximum, let's say. Again, that plus or minus 3-day cheat. Then he says, you made a mistake. So it means you made a mistake in your calculations. So go back to your calculations and then, and then work it out from there. Okay. All right. Now, Perek Yud, okay, basically is a Xerox, a exact copy of Perek Tes. It's a little shorter, except it takes the other Shita. If you recall, there's a machlokes among the Chachamim about how long a solar year is. So one side said 365 days, with the leftover of X. This is the other perspective. This is the Pachos Merviah. This is the more precise, I would say, calculation of the solar year. Okay. So if you look here, so this is going to be very similar. We can go through it a little bit quicker because it's basically the same format of calculations. So I'm not going to go into it again, all the detail. We can go through it pretty quickly, but it's the same basic, construct. So Halacha Aleph, he says, Shnasa Chama Lemishu Omer Shehi Pachos Mirviya Mechachme Yisrael. So those who say that a solar year is less than the 365 and one quarter days, Yesh Misha Omer Shehi Shloshmeos Chamisha Veshishim Yom Vechameshaos Vetesha Meos Shiva Vetishim Chalakim. And now comes a new one, Ushmona Varbam Rega. This is the one time we'll have this other measurement here. Okay, but basically what the Rambam says is that this sheet held 365 days, 5 hours, 997 chalakim, and then 48, literally, moments, okay, which are smaller than chalakim. Varega echa mishisha v'sheva mechelek, okay, and one moment is equal to, is a 76th of a chelek. So therefore, lefi cheshbon zeh, tia tosefesh shnasa chama al shnasa levana. So now, using this calculation, how many more solar day, how many days in the solar calendar versus solar year versus the lunar year? Asar yomim v'achas v'esrim shah u'mea v'echad v'esrim chelek u'shmona v'arbaim rega. So that comes out to 10 days, 21 hours, 121 chalakim, and 48 moments. Simen lahem, that. V'lo timsa tosefes v'machzor shol tshas v'eshan aklal. Now, what's the advantage of going down this road? Okay, what's the advantage? Remember our machzor of 19 years, okay, which you always have that day and change left over? That's gone, okay? You get a perfect conjunction now, a perfect symmetry between your solar and lunar years. So after 19 years, right, since there's no leftover, there's no leftover of these years, so after your 19-year cycle, you have an even number, so to speak, of Shnei Chama and Shnei Levana. So this is better to it's easier to calculate in such a way. That's basically what it comes down to. Adding on this other measurement of rega, you get a simpler method of calculation. So he says in Halacha Beis, Bein kol tkufa tkufa l'chi cheshbon zeh. Now, what's the amount of time between each tkufa? Remember, divide your year up into quarters. So what's the time between each season? Echa v'tishim yom. We know it's always going to be 91 days, right? But now he says, v'sheva shaos v'chameshos v'tisha asar chalakim v'achad v'shoshim rega. Okay, but what are you left over with? 91 days, 7 hours, okay? 519 chalakim and 31 moments. Regahim, moments. Simulahem, that. Once you know when one tkufa was, so he says, basically, once you know the first tkufa, you can just start calculating everything just like he did in the previous parak. So he doesn't have to take us through every specific thing. So, for example, Halacha Gimel, Tkufas Nisan lefi cheshbon zeh. Now, how does Tkufas Nisan comes out based on this type of calculation? So the first tkufa ever, okay, was before the Molad Nisan was Teisha Shos Sheshme Ushnayim Verbaim Chalakim. So it came out to 9 hours and 642 Chalakim. Simon Lahem that. The Kain Hila Olam Bechol Shana Rishona Shakom Machzor Kodamola Nisan Beteisha Shos Sheshme Ushnayim Verbaim Chalakim. Now it's interesting. In every year, okay. In every first year of the Machzor, so the first year of every 19-year cycle, you'll always be able to work out, it always comes out that the Tkufa will come out 9 hours and that many, 642 halakim before the molad. Every first year of a machzor. All right, so now halacha dalad, kishetayda tkufas nisan shoshana vishona min the machzor. Now, based on this calculation system, once you know when the tkufas nisan is of the first year of the 19-year cycle, tach shovimena echa v'tishim yom v'sheva shos chamesh shos tishas har halakim v'echa shos rega l'chol tkuva tkuva adam sov machzor. So what do? You add the 91 days, 7 hours, 519 halakim, and 31 regas until the end of the machzor. So that's how you add, remember, because that's the amount of time between each tekufa. Halacha hey, according to this calculation. Halacha hey, im tirtze leida masai tiyeh tekufas nisan v'chashman zeh. Back to our more complicated one. If you want to know when tekufas nisan will be based on this method of calculation, teda tchila shanin gemurosh avrim in a machzor. First you have to calculate how many years have passed in the 19-year cycle. V'tikach l'chol shana mehen tosefta, right? And then you add whatever's left over per year, v'hi, which comes out to 10 days, 21 hours, 121 halakim, and 48 moments. The kibbutz, now that comes our, remember, when you get too many, you have to pass the number up to the greater unit. So the kibbutz, kol regaim, halakim. So remember, if you have too many, if you have more than 76 regaim, that becomes a chelek, v'chol halakim shows, v'chol shows yom kederech shetach shemolados. Same method of division. The tigra min kol, and then you subtract from everything. Tesha shows the sheshmeos v'shnayim v'arbaim chalakim. Subtract from everything 9 hours and 642 chalakim. V'anishra tashlich l'chol shelevana. And whatever's left, we add to the, we divide by the remainder of the lunar month. V'anishra she'en bo chodesh levana tosif oso amol nisan she'oso shana. And anything that's less from the total sooner, anything less than the total lunar month, we add to the molad nisan of that year. Uverega shagia minyan bo tiet kufas nisan shel osashana. Right, and then the vernal equinox of that year will take place on the moment arrived at using this method of calculation. Halacha vav. Okay, so venirinly, so the Rambam says it appears to me hadvarim shal cheshbon tkufazu hayu somchin leinyan ibur hashana. So the Rambam says, based on these different methods of calculation, the Rambam says, this method of calculation, okay, this one, that the Chachamim and Beis Din used when it came to figuring out if there's going to be a leap year or not. If you recall, they would make the leap year based on a need, okay, or when the equinox is supposed to come out. Because this calculation is more precise, more accurate than the first method in Perek Tes. Who kar of mitzvarim shenizbaru bitztaknius yeser min acheshbon arishon shaisabo shnas achama shlosh meos achamisha v'shishim yom via yom. So again, this is closer to the calculations that the astronomers worked out versus the general 365 and a quarter days. So this is the more accurate way. And finally, lachazayin v'cheshbon shteit kufos elu shebiyanu darka makol b'kirufu. Okay, so this is always important to remember. These calculations are all based on the mean or the average rate of the path of the progress of the sun. Okay, who akol b'kirvu v'mahalech hashemesh ha'emtzoi lobim komo ha'miti. It's always talking about the estimated path the sun takes, and not the actual place of the sun in the celestial sphere. Okay, avav b'makom hashemesh ha'miti. But when it comes to when we actually take into account the true position of the sun in the celestial sphere, tiet kufas nisan bezmanim elu, right? Bekamoshne yamim kodem shte hat kufas yosem mechajman zeh. It's interesting. So when you actually take into account where the sun truly is, the vernal equinox will usually take place around 2 days before the calculations you work out that the Rambam brought down. Bein mechajman mishem mechashev via yom gomer, bein lemishem mechashev lepachos via yom. So it always comes out, it's interesting, the actual position of the sun in the Aristotelian model, okay, remember, that's what we're dealing with, the actual position of the sun in the celestial sphere is not the same as what it appears to us, okay, when we make our calculations on Earth. This is going to be very important as we get into the next parak, which we'll start. It's always important to remember that, just as an example, when people used to look up at the sky, we still do, so we know they knew the sun, in their mind, the sun traveled on a consistent uniform path. And yet, the sun would seem to travel slower and faster throughout the day, and it would appear to be bigger and smaller. So they needed ways to explain that. Okay, so there's the observer's calculations of the positions of the sun, and is the actual true position of where the sun is in the various spheres. Okay, we're going to start Perek Yud Aleph, and we'll end off. We won't go too deep into it yet because the first few halachas are fairly easy. But Perek Yud Aleph until the end, which is a few prakim, things are going to get a little more difficult. There's a lot more math involved, and not so much as, well, you'll see. It just gets a little more complicated, but we've made it this far, so I know everyone can, try their best to get through this, okay? Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Okay, so now the Rambam says, Lefisha Marnu, Bahalachas Elu, Shebezin Hayu Mechajin, Bedikdok, Vyodim, Im Yira Yireach, Olo Yira. Now the Rambam stated previously that Beis Din were very good mathematicians and astronomers, and they would work out exactly when the moon would be seen or not. Okay, Yadano shekol mi sheruho nechona velibo tov v'divrei achachmos v'lamod al asodos. Right. So basically, anyone who's got the right mindset, who loves chachma, loves wisdom, yisave leida osam drachim shemechashem mehem atchi to adam imira yirep olel zeh olo yira. Now, I'm not sure if the Rambam had a lot of friends, but the Rambam says anyone who's intelligent and really has a desire to know anyone who's intelligent and likes knowledge will have a passionate desire to understand these calculations to how to work out whether the new moon will be visible or not. Okay, so the Rambam's friends are probably mathematicians and astronomers. But he's saying in general, if a person really appreciates Chachma, they'll want to know this. This is something they'll study in depth to know how to calculate these things. Halacha Beis, and he says, V'darchei Cheshbon, Yishpen Machlokos Gedolos. So there's a huge machlokos, okay, about these various paths of calculations, the methods. Bein Chachmei Goyim, Akadmonim, Shechakru Al Cheshbon, Hatkufos, VeHagimatrios, okay? Whether it is the non-Jews, who basically used these weirdo, they used the seasons and other types of methods, these gematrios to come to the conclusions. And many great people made mistakes. And they forgot things, or things were hidden from them, and all sorts of doubts emerged. And there are those who make a lot of calculations, but they just don't work out the right time to see the moon. So it's like they dove into this wonderful ocean, and all they came out with was a little tiny piece of earthenware. Meaning they put in all this effort and this mathematical calculation to come out with ultimately something that's worthless. So that being the case, Halacha Gimel, Ulufi Orach Yamim V'Rov Habadikos V'Hakiros. Okay, and now over time, okay, through much research and investigation, Nodu L'Miksas HaChachamim. Only a few Chachamim understood Darchei Cheshbon Zeh. So basically, what the Rambam is saying is you would need like a PhD to really get this. V'Och Yesh Lanu Bi'Ikarim Elu Kabbalos Nibi Chachamim. And not only that, we actually possess a Mesorah, right, of how to do this stuff. Okay, V'Rayos. And certain proofs that were written down that not everyone knew. It wasn't there for public consumption. Because of all this, the Rambam felt it was appropriate for him to tell you, the reader, right, the methods of these calculations. Now he's alluding to a pasuk, but basically because he wants it, so anyone who desires to know such a thing, they have the means of coming to the proper conclusion. Okay, Halacha Dalet, Valyu Drachim Elu Kalim Beinecha. Right now, don't take this too lightly. These cheshbons, because we don't really need them today. Because these are very deep and abstract principles. What are these? Soda Eber. This is the famous mystery of the calendar. Shayu Chachamam Hagadolim Yodinoso, that the great sages knew. The Einan Mosrin Oso Lechol Adam El Smuchim Nevonim. They didn't pass down the Soda Eber to anyone. Rather, only people who had smicha, who were wise. Aval Zeh Cheshbon Shemechashim Isman Shein Sham Bezin. Right, but this cheshbon that we work out, when there's no basin around, the Gvoa ala Re'ia, to base it on seeing the moon, Shana Mechajim Bo Hayom, Afil Tinokas Shal Beis Rabba Magiyan At Sofu Shal Shavaram Yom. Right? In other words, again, today, there's no challenge anymore. You don't have to go through the calculations. In other words, today, if I ask somebody what time Shkia is, they could just look it up on Myzmanim. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying that the way the calendar's been fixed today, it's what it called. It's no big deal. So he says in Lacha, hey, Shema Yizbonin Chacham Mechachmei Umos Mechachmei Yisrael Shelomdum Chachmas Yavam Bedracham Elu. Let's say a wise person, right, whether he be a non-Jew or a Jew, that learns the Greek methods, right? Chachmas Yavan Bedracham Elu, Shani Mechashe Behen, the Riyas Ereach, Viera Kirmat Mixas Adrachim, that, and again, using the Greek method, they come to the same conclusions that the Rambam uses, right? But again, with a little deviation. V'yal daitosh in Yisrael men of davar zeh, v'lo yodano sheish v'osa derach kiruv, right? But we, what do you call it? But he'll think to himself that, what do you call it? That it's not a big deal if there's a little bit of an approximation here or there, like he's cheating a little bit. Al yal azal daito, al kol davar shalo diktaku bo, excuse me, didaknu bo, v'neish yodano bi'ikari gamachios, he means geometry there, berios, bros, right, so he should never assume that in the Rambam's calculations he wasn't exact, right? Rather, it's that if there is an imprecision at any conclusion the Rambam comes up with, okay, it's because it's not as important in being so precise in the result. Meaning, as long as the desired result comes about through the calculations, even if there's a little fraction here or there off, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. So what do you call it? Doesn't mean they're not precise, because ultimately they're not looking to be precise for the sake of precision. They're looking to be precise to get a certain result. Okay? And finally, Alacha Vav, we'll stop here. Now let's say a person does, when he uses this method, he sees a deviation or some error. Bekavana asinu zeh. We did this on purpose. Lefisha yesh kenegdo yishra b'derech achera. So let's say, for instance, what he called? He comes out with a number that's smaller, okay, that doesn't seem to make sense. The Rambam says we did that on purpose because somewhere else there's a greater number. Because ultimately the Rambam wants to make it work out so that the calculations don't require endless amounts of computation, that they're much simpler. Because the Rambam is saying, we don't want someone to get overwhelmed. And it's when he's going to start presenting these calculations, he doesn't want you to get overwhelmed in trying to find out when the moon is going to appear. So in order to avoid that problem, the Rambam tries to simplify and approximate whenever he can.